The Youngs have just finished the gayest dinner they've had together in months. Mary Young's chicken pot pie was a work of art, and everyone was in a gale of excitement. Because Mr. Young came back from Oak Park with wonderful news. Mr. Brewster, who represents some New York firm, is interested in buying the Coronet Lake property. And although the project sounds a little mysterious, the whole family is eagerly planning the things they'll do if the deal goes through. Even Peggy, who has been worried about Carter, managed to forget for a few minutes that tonight she must have a serious talk with him and explain once and for all why they can't ever marry. Now, however, the clock in the hall reminds her that it's almost time for Carter to arrive.
Oh, dear, I suppose I'd better go upstairs and get ready for Carter. He's likely to be here any minute.
Yeah, he said he'd be over right after dinner, or as soon as he could make it.
If I'm not ready when he gets here, Mama, will you tell you and Daddy talk to Carter?
All right, dear.
I'll talk to him. I'll tell him what a simpleton I think you are, and he's wasting his time on you. I'll tell him he'd better find somebody who knows a good guy when she sees one.
Well, maybe you ought to tell him that, Pepper. Maybe it's the truth.
Now, look here, kid. You promised to be nice to him.
I could never be anything but nice to Carter. You don't know how I feel about him, Pepper. Well, I love him.
Oh, yeah, I know. You love him in a sort of sisterly way now. Isn't that it?
Not sisterly at all, if you mean the way I love you. I think you're terrible. Honestly, Pepper, I don't see what business it is of yours to what I say to Carter or what he says to me either.
I'm with you there, Peg. I don't think it's any of Pepper's business. Now, you run along upstairs, honey, and get all spruced up.
All right, Daddy. And I did have a grand time with you today.
Same here. Let's do it again soon. What do you say?
I say yes.
Oh, gee. If only she didn't feel so happy about everything, I'd have more hope for Carter.
Well, now, look, I'm glad she is happy, Pepper. I'm glad she's clear in her own mind about a course of action.
I'm not. I think it's a rotten deal, if you ask me.
Well, son, this time it's just as Peggy said. It rests with her and Carter. It really isn't anybody else's business.
Dad, you didn't try to influence her, did you? I mean, you didn't talk against him, did you?
Oh, I should say not, Pepper. Why, look, I'm all for him. I think he's a fine young man.
Well, I'd better not hang around. I might put my foot in it. I feel pretty strongly about the whole thing.
No, Pepper, you go on out. I don't think it's a good idea for you to see Carter tonight.
Yeah, I guess I'll go down and call on Gloria and make Biff's life miserable.
Now, Pepper, you wouldn't do that. Not when he has so little time left with her before he has to go to Chicago.
Oh, I might just drop by and cause the fur to fly a little. You know, it'll do him good.
Oh, well, Pepper.
Well, he hasn't got a monopoly on her, has he? And besides, after Biff goes, somebody's got to keep an eye on her, as I said.
Oh.
She's not too hard to keep an eye on. In fact, she's quite a nice little swinging chick.
Well, for honest. A swinging chick? Well, now, that isn't a way to speak about a girl. Honest, Mary, I'm glad we lived in an age where we were less crude.
Well, you know, I don't think we were so very much less crude, Sam. Seems to me we had certain expressions that meant the same thing.
Oh, well... All kidding aside, I know I've been too optimistic this evening, but wouldn't it be great if there turned out to be a deal on Coronet Lake?
Oh, yes, Sam. Oh, it would be wonderful.
And you know, honey, I think it's going to work out. I think something's going to come of it. Brewster talked as if he really meant business.
Oh, it would be perfect. Coming now when it looks as if we might have to give up this house.
Well, now, look here. We're not going to give it up. We're going to buy it. There, I've said it. And I mean it, Mary. Yes, silly.
Sam.
The first money I get will go as a down payment to Phillips.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Oh, Sam, I'd so love to own this house again. Huh. I'd love to have it belong to us. And I could fix it up the way we had it before.
Fix it up?
Well, I mean, you know, take down those dreadful partitions that Phillips put up.
But, Mary, you can't take them down until we own the house, and it isn't ours yet.
I know, Sam, but if only it would be. If only we knew we could live here for the rest of our lives. That's all I'd ask. Hmm. It's funny how you love a house you've lived in a long time, isn't it? We've been so happy here.
We sure have, honey. And then, of course, there's you and your garden.
Yes, me and my garden. Oh, Sam, hasn't it been lovely this summer with all this rain? Hasn't it been a beautiful garden? You know, I think I could have won prizes with some of my flowers. They've been so luxurious.
Well, we'll see what we can do about hanging on to it. About making it our permanent home, if we possibly can.
Uh-huh. What I look forward to is when Pepper and Peggy are married and they can bring their babies back here to visit.
Honestly, Mary, I'll never get you past Pepper and Peggy being married. I'll never get you past your grandchildren. Can't you think of just you and me sitting in front of the fire alone without any children or grandchildren?
Well, of course I can, darling, and that'll be sweet, too. Only I hope the children won't be very far away. I hope the grandchildren will come in every day to see me.
I believe that's all you think about, Mary. I don't think I cut any ice at all.
Oh, Sam, how can you say a thing like that? You know you count more than all the rest of them put together and multiplied by 10.
Oh.
And you'll be just as bad as I am about the grandchildren. You'll want to wheel Peggy's babies and teach Pepper's son to play baseball.
Oh, now get out, Mary. I wouldn't be bothered with the little things. I'll be so glad to have quiet and peaceful home without any tumult in it.
Will you? Well, no, I don't believe that for a minute. I think that's what a house like this is for. The best part of it is what you call the tumult in it.
Mama! Mother, did my dress come back from the cleaner? I mean, the one I got the stain on, the blue one.
Well, I think so, Peggy. Wait a minute, I'll go out the hall closet and look.
Oh, never mind, I'll come down and get it myself.
All right. Now, that's what I mean by tumult. I mean, young voices in the house all the time. They're voices. That's what I think I'd miss awfully, Sam, if they were to leave here. If they were to get married and go away.
Well, I wouldn't. I'd like just once to have your concentrated attention. Just once. To have you not listening with a half an ear for somebody asking about something or where something is or why something hasn't been done.
Now, Sam, you don't fool me one bit. You're worse than I am about them both.
They're all right, Mary, as kids go.
As kids go, they're perfect.
Never mind, Peggy. I'll answer it. I'm right here.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, Mr. Young. Good evening. How are you?
Hello, Carter. I'm fine, thanks.
Is Peggy home?
Well, yes. Yes, she is. Come in. Peggy! Oh, Peggy, Carter's here.
Tell him I'll be down in just a few minutes.
Carter, come in, won't you?
Thank you. But it's a beautiful night out. Have you been out this evening, Mrs. Young?
Well, no, I haven't.
Just take a look at that moon, will you? It couldn't be better.
Oh, isn't it lovely? Sam, come here and look. Look at that moon.
Oh, I've seen it before, Mary. It hasn't changed in size or shape in years.
Did Peggy get my message that I was coming over tonight?
Yes, Pepper told her. I'm going upstairs and see if I can help her find the dress she's looking for. Will you stay here with Mr. Young and let him entertain you?
By the way, the family's sending on Peggy's things. I mean her suitcase.
You know, I don't know what your mother must have thought of Peggy running off like that.
Oh, I think she understands. I explained it over the telephone. I had a long talk with them today.
Well, I'm glad you explained it, Carter. It's more than I could have done.
I understand it perfectly, Mrs. Young, and I don't think Peggy will ever have to be troubled again about feeling out of it. Outside my circle, outside my friends.
What do you mean, Carter?
Well, I've done an awful lot of talking about how much I loved Peggy.
Well, now, we know how much you love her, Carter. You don't have to tell us.
I don't know whether you do or not, Mrs. Young and Mr. Young, but I've said three or four times, if she wanted me to, I'd give up everything I had to prove to her how I feel about her.
Well, I know you did, Carter, but look, son, that won't be necessary. All I ask is that you give her time. Time to grow up.
Yes, sir, I understand. But I think she was right, feeling as she did about my home and my family and about my friends. And Mr. Young, I want you and Mrs. Young to know it even before I tell Peggy. It isn't just talk anymore. I've done it.
You've done it? You've done what, Carter?
I've given up my fortune. I hate to use the word fortune. It sounds so silly, sort of bragging. But I don't know any other word to use. I don't have anything now, Mr. Young, except what I earn in the Army.
But, Carter, you can't mean it.
Carter, what have you done?
So, you see, it'll be a long time before I can afford to marry anybody, even Peggy. And maybe by the time I can afford to, she'll love me the way I love her.
And so Carter Trent has finally given up his great fortune in the hope that Peggy will someday marry him. Mr. Young, thinking back over his serious talk with Peggy, wonders what Peggy will do now that Carter has offered her the strongest proof possible of his love. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Peggy learns of Carter's sacrifice. Be sure to join us again on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.